For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'll be focusing on a trip the Washington County Master Gardeners took on Tuesday to the Chia Fen Preserve in northern Johnson County. I'll be talking to Washington County Master Gardener Kate Chia about that experience. She'll also explain some of the history behind the preserve and her personal connection to it.
My husband's first cousin, Howard, and his wife, Phyllis, had farmed this area for years. His father had farmed it also, and his father and my husband were brothers. And when Howard was farming this land, he noticed that there was a lot of area that he couldn't farm. And he honestly, kind of humorous, was kind of upset about it because he couldn't farm it. But then he realized what it was after the conservation had contacted him.
What kind of habitat is it? What made it not suitable for farming?
It's composed quite a bit of sand. If you're familiar with timber areas at all, they're called savannas. This is an oak savanna. In other words, it probably was never farmed. It's been timber the whole time that Howard had it, and I believe when his father had it. It has a bog area, and this is a natural forming. The fen is natural forming from glaciers, and it continues leaving silt. It is nutrient poor. There's only one other one in Iowa that's nutrient poor, so it's a very rare find. But it's all natural occurring. There's no man-made, anything done that's man-made here. The wildflowers and the amphibians and everything that are there are again, nature's put them there. And there's hundreds of species of flowers, some of them not appearing too many other places, and also with the reptiles, only certain of them. Blanding's turtle, a painted turtle, some of those only appear in certain areas of Iowa that have been left to nature. And this one's a beautiful place. I would encourage anybody that wants to go out to see it, but just keep in mind, this is something that we need to protect and make sure that for generations to come that there'll be people of our generations after us that will be able to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And it is a public area?
It is a public area. The address is 5656 145th. It's just south and west of Sutliff, and Sutliff is north of Solon.
Oh, interesting. And you mentioned fen. What does that mean?
It's a natural occurring occurrence that came with the glaciers, like I said, and it just keeps leaving deposits in the earth and builds up, and it ends up like a sponge, the soil does. There's actually three fens at this site. One has water almost all the time, and the other two are smaller fens that set alongside the big one, I would say maybe 300 feet away. And those two are shallow. Now, they'll probably get bigger as time goes on, but they're shallow, so they're dry most of the time. And, of course, the last month or so, they're very dry. So, but the fan, the bigger fan, had quite a bit of water in it.
It was a Master Gardener trip that you took. Is this something that you guys do often, visit nature preserves, or was there a specific reason for this visit?
Well, we actually tried twice in the spring to go out. They opened it up. They had an opening last September. And this spring I thought would be beautiful with the wildflowers because they've got, there's lilacs, there's wild rose. I don't know if there's any wild orchids on there or not, but the wildflowers are just numerous. And even someone that's not a master gardener would enjoy it to take pictures of the flowering plants. But we tried twice in the spring, and both times we got rained out. So we decided to try it in the fall. But we do go, about a month or so ago, we went up to Wisconsin to a large nursery flower factory. We try to spread our knowledge around, and so we can gather knowledge of different things. But we're in this because of giving back to the community, and I thought if we go up there, we can share that with other people. That's what we want to do.
You mentioned that there was an opening last September. Was this area just recently made into a preserve?
Yeah, they were looking at it. It's an 80-acre tract, and they were looking at it when I talked to Harry Graves. Harry Graves was the head of the Johnson County Conservation before he'd retired, and I believe he'd spent like 35 or close to 40 years on there. And when I was talking to him the day that they had the opening of it back in September, He said they had found it. They'd spotted it. Somebody from up in Cornell College had spotted it in the early 90s. Dr. Paul Christensen of Cornell College. And he had spotted it in the early 1990s, and they just kept going back and finding out more and more. And they got permission from Howard and Phyllis Chia to go onto the land and do some testing. So they did soil testing and they did water testing. And then they just started looking at everything that was there. There is a sand prairie. I saw it last year, and I'd like to see it in the spring. Flowers don't usually grow too much in sand. These are wildflowers that have grown for centuries in this sand. And it's just a wind-deposited sand ridge is what it is. And there's tons of plants up there. You know, there's weeds, too. I came back with a lot of cockleburrs on my pants, but it's a wonderful place to visit. People have to keep in mind there are reptiles there. There's snakes, there's turtles, there's salamanders. And you can walk off into the timber areas, but they would like people, and you can see everything by staying on the paths. They usually mow a path through there either once or twice a year. And the only other thing they ever ask is that no one removes anything from there, because the flowers bloom, they go to seed, the wind spreads them like it should. It is just a beautiful, beautiful area. It's quite the jewel.
That was my conversation with Washington County Master Gardener Kay Chia about their trip to the Chia Fen Preserve in Johnson County. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.